Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Thriving Holistic Practitioners. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland. Thank you so much for joining us. And also joining us today is Dave Weber, who's the founder of Dave Weber's Foot Zoning out of Ogden, Utah. And I'm excited to have this conversation and see, what wisdom nuggets Dave has to share with us. So thanks for joining the show.
It is my pleasure, Lindsay. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yes, I'm excited. So thanks. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce us to kind of your journey and how did you find yourself in the foot zone?
Yes. I can't do this story justice unless I tell you that I've grown up with a lot of my own health challenges. And I'll just name a few. From being legally blind to having such diseases as ulcerative colitis, in and out of hospitals, severe allergies, things like that. So I've had a lot of exposure with medical things, and that has definitely shaped my journey later on in my life. So being a youngster with all these things have been a very big challenge. Currently, I'm living in Ogden, Utah. I am married to my sweetheart, Kimberly, and I really started a liking into more natural modalities and things when I first met my wife, Kimberly. At first, I thought, hey, it'd be a great idea if I became a nurse, because I just had wonderful angel doctors and nurses who revived me, and they just get me going. And I thought, why not use my personality, and why not use health to just go and bless others? So I started in nursing, but then when I met my wife, she introduced me to herbal medicine, essential oils, things like that. And especially, we got into my first foot zone ever. So she's from small town Grace, Idaho, and that is where I received my first foot zone. I mentioned earlier with the ulcerative colitis of really sensitive gut issues. I noticed after receiving that first appointment, my guts felt balanced and really, really good. Okay. I even noticed myself sleeping really good that night.
Wow.
And so after that first experience, I knew that there was something very special with foot zoning.
That's
Pretty cool, huh?
impressive. One time, like that's really impressive. Like for
Yeah.
you to have that drastic note, ability to see that. That's cool. And Grace, Idaho. I'm here in Idaho. I love the tiny towns. That's so cool. So, okay, so you got introduced. You kind of thought there's something to this. By the way, were you a nurse? Like, did you end up pursuing that and you were nursing?
Excellent question. So I got my CNA and I got halfway through the LPN program, and I had a lot of thinking going on in my life. I wasn't sure I was going to be happy being a nurse, although it still fired me up. I loved that atmosphere, but I just couldn't see myself being happy doing much more paperwork and much more other types of things outside of being one-on-one with a patient. And I wanted more interaction with a client, the patient, more frequently. And so I did cut that off halfway through the LPN.
So, what were you doing for work when you guys made your way to Grace, Idaho?
I worked in various positions, such as assisted living. I did work as an actual CNA for a couple months there, required to get the certification. So I work with a lot of individuals with mental health challenges, Alzheimer's autism. There's the other A one. So I worked with a lot of individuals in that realm for about 5 years, in assisted living as well as in school settings, in a high school and grades elementary as well. So that's what I primarily did.
Nice. I'm sure that plays a factor into more of what you're going to talk about too.
Absolutely.
Well, so when you first experienced your first foot zone zoning therapy, I guess you could say, like, how did you think, what happened for you? I mean, were you like, oh, that was cool. I'm going to do this for a living. Like, how did you make that pivot?
It was my wife's fault in a good way. So she grew up with this. This was not a strange thing to her and her family. The most alternative medicine thing I've ever done growing up was one time when I got sick when I was a teenager, my mother gave me some garlic pills to take. That was weird for us. But she was the one who nudged me along, because she was part of my early journey in college, going into nursing, and she thought I had some potential of becoming a foot zoner. It's like, really, Kimberly, me becoming a foot zoner, that's interesting. And, or she's like, or a massage therapist, because I would love to have you practice on me for that one. So she just kept nudging me along, and we found ourselves. So we started off in Idaho Falls. That's where we met. We found ourselves living in Grace, Idaho, very, very broke. Things were a trial. It seems as though God shut off the financial worries button in our minds, because we found out about a foot zone class happening in Lewiston, Utah. Okay, so, 45-minute drive from Grace. And at that moment, I was like, you know what? I want to help people with their health. I wanted that one-on-one situation. I'm just going to go and then learn on the journey. Because with the previous business, that was a huge principle that I just, it stuck with me. Learn as you go. So that was back in March, or rather, that was back in October 2018 when I started my foot zoning course.
Nice. Wow. That's pretty cool. And I love that tidbit of learn as you go. I think that's something that is a theme here on this podcast is, a lot of times anybody, and this goes for all entrepreneurs, holistic and otherwise, we get this like what is it called? Ignorant optimism kind of creates like a euphoria when we get started. Like, this is going to be great. It's all going to work out. And then we might get stuck with like, oh, well, I need to learn all these things first before I can move forward. And I think just remembering that if you have a transformation, I think one of our guests put it like this, you don't need industry approval if you have a tool that's making a difference and just moving forward with focusing on that transformation. So that's cool. So you did, now is that certification just like a one-time thing, or is it like ongoing certification? How does that work for that methodology?
Great question. It is a one-time, you get certified. I got certified for the state of Utah, and it is a forever thing. It does not expire. However, as an option, my foot zone teacher and other foot zone practitioners offer continuing education classes. But again, those are optional. However, Lindsay, I think you and I would both agree that continuing education on our own pace and learning our craft is always going to be important. So I will listen to podcasts. I will study things up. I'm currently taking an herbalist course. And so I take my own approach to continuing education, even though there's not a requirement for foot zoning.
Yes, I love it. And I could totally, when you said that, I could totally see you incorporating like essential oils or herbs into your practice as an added value to what you're doing. So how did you decide to start this practice? Like, did you just start telling your friends, like, this is what I do now? Or did you have a more strategic approach?
Well, I did a little bit of in person, just letting my family know, first of all, hey guys, I started this new thing. I need some practice, let's get you introduced to this. So I did do a lot of that type of introductions in person with my family and very close friends. I used the tools of technology to really span out for others, setting up my first Facebook page for foot zoning, setting up my the first entity on Google My Business. And I tell you what, as far as the outreach and letting people know what I'm doing, the online approach has been the absolute hands down biggest blessing. For some people, they might not like the technology approach, but it is a necessary evil. I love being able to reach people I've never met, even at the beginning. I've reached out with people I've never met because of social media. But let's just really quick rewind a bit. When I was doing my practice foot zones for certification, we were living in Grace, Idaho again at the time. And I did, with my wife's help, she knew a lot more people than I did. We were able to just reach out to them. She knew a bunch of people, and a lot of them were very open to letting me practice on them. And from those practices, I have turned some of those into lifelong clients. They love it. They're still asking me for zones when we go to Grace.
That's so cool. And so interesting, though, if you think about that mindset, you know, at some point we go from being, I'm a beginner, just let me try, into I'm an expert, let me sell. And all of a sudden there's this mindset shift that comes along with that. That's like, I don't know. It's like that imposter syndrome, or that just the buyer side, the selling psychology, that those hangups that we can get. It's funny how sometimes when we have that ignorant innocence that we're just getting started, it's almost easier. But what, so also curious, like this is an in-person thing. Like you can't, this isn't a virtual thing. You have to be with them,
nope.
Right?
One-on-one with the individual.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to clarify, because I do know there's a lot of modalities that involve more energy and meridians and things. So I just wanted to clarify.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then how did you guys end up in Utah? Like what prompted you to move?
That was really interesting. So to rewind, why did we even end up in Grace? Well, we felt prompted. We found some inspiration to move away. So we were first in Idaho Falls. We just felt like we needed to get out and explore a new territory. So we were going to go to China to do some English teaching abroad, but that didn't work out. So we needed to get somewhere. So we ended up in Grace, financial troubles. From Grace, we wanted to move, to like Logan or something. We're like, yeah, we can probably find some jobs to work part-time as I'm building up my business and we can support each other financially. Logan didn't quite work out. So then Ogden, which that's a funny story all on its own. We were going through Ogden earlier in our marriage and we swore it off. We were like, we're never gonna move there. It is too confusing to navigate Ogden. But we ended up moving here because I guess God had different plans. We found good part-time jobs. I was starting off as a behavioral staff assistant. So I did some of that, and then I was building up my practice officially in Ogden, Utah. So that's the long story short.
Yeah,
short story long.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I mean, everybody has a journey. I know it's like, it's an interesting, you know, when you're in this position and you're looking back over your life, it's so much clearer and easier to see, but it's also intriguing even to do our own self-evaluation. Like, how do we get things? And when you were there in Grace and things felt like a struggle, you had no idea what the future would hold. And, you know, it all worked out. And so what a cool little story. So then when you got there and you were built, so you built it up part-time, you said you leveraged Facebook and you leveraged Google My Business. Were those the strategies that built your business in Ogden? Like now that you had a whole new pool of people to get to know?
So I've also offered, because no one knew me, and especially as a brand new baby foot owner, like how do we build up that momentum? How do we build up that credibility? So you start gathering slowly, Google reviews. Those are a tremendous help when people see you online and you have a few reviews. Well, you must be doing something right. So I leveraged, the power of social media to just share who I am. Really good, authentic stuff. I mean, today we have AI, but I don't know if I'll ever use that, but you need to show as much of you as you can, your personality and the skill. So I'll share tidbits. I remember the early days living in Grace, I would share tidbits of what foot zoning does and the history behind it. So you got to just build on top of that, and you got to get the content out there. And I actually did some interesting things here in Ogden. I talked to some assisted living facilities to see if they could ever use a foot zoner, because sometimes they would bring in massage therapists, and so I went out of my bubble doing that. I did some research on where I could legally stick flyers, and I found some community bulletin boards and really friendly stores with storefronts with bulletin boards. And I actually stuck physical flyers with a little thumbtack in there. And I did turn out a few clients doing that. Those were the early days. I have gained a lot of wisdom in doing the online approach. So that's been a huge help. And then lastly, I know I have a lot to say, but when you find out you're just talking to someone at church, you're talking with someone at school or at work, and they have a health issue, you let them know, I have a solution for your health issue. And so far, I have seen this and this happen with people that I've worked on. And I'm feeling optimistic that I can help you with my modality, with my foot zoning. So keep your ears open when you're talking with folks, wherever you are.
Yes, it's amazing. I remember, that reminds me, one time years ago, I was working on leaving my full-time job and doing a network marketing company. And I was in a position where I worked a lot of hours at my full-time job. So doing anything outside of work was going to be a challenge. I could do a little bit, but to go network and do a whole, like, market myself, you know, that was just really not going to work out. So I practiced, this was what I did. I just practiced telling one person a day about what I do. And it was crazy because it just started to build up on itself, just one little thing after another, after another. So I think what you're saying is really wise, that we underplay it. Oh, we prejudge, you know, oh, well, they won't be open to it. They wouldn't want to know what I do. You know, that's going to sound weird, or, you know, maybe they already have a solution. It sounds like they got it covered. I shouldn't mention myself. You know, we just talk ourselves right out of it. We tell ourselves a story and we don't give ourselves that opportunity. I really like the verbiage you use there. You know, I feel very optimistic that my modality can make a difference for you. Would you be open to trying it? I think that's a very nice, soft and organic approach without feeling salesy. And it engenders curiosity, which I think genuinely is what creates a sale, is people being curious and then naturally seeking more information. So I think that's really profound. Yeah.
Excellent.
No, I'm glad you elaborated on all that. That was very helpful. So where are you now? Like, tell me, like, do you have an office that you work out of? Do you have, you know, like, people naturally just coming to find you because of word of mouth, maybe now, because it's been going for a while? How long have you been in Utah now?
I have been in Utah in this area for about 5 years.
Okay.
Which is approximately as long as I've been in practice. And believe it or not, I work from home. I love working from home, setting my own hours. And with patience, patience is key when you are just starting off. You need to be patient. You need to wait for things to come in. Let me just sidetrack for one topic and just say you need to have an online calendar set up so that your clients can set themselves up. They skip all the calling, the consultation, they set themselves up. So that is a huge part of my success today, is they have more power setting themselves up in my online calendar. So today I get to work full-time as a foot zoner. I'm very happy to be able to announce that. People through word of mouth, I have phenomenal clients. They are just so kind, and they're telling everyone that they know at work, their family members. And quite often, some of those people will come to me and we set up an appointment. They love it. Even if there might be a little bit of a concern, oh, I got sensitive feet. Am I going to be able to handle this? My feet are ticklish. 9 times out of 10, there is no problem. The foot zone is just fine for those individuals. So when you are patient and you are just sticking this through, sticking through all the hard times, you will start to see random strangers who you've never met just set up. Either they'll text me, give me a call, or most often, this is really important, they set themselves up on my online calendar. I have built up quite a following on social media, quite a following. People are, you know, hundreds. I'm getting reports, hundreds on Google My Business that are checking out my sites. I mean, that's significant. So they are coming to me without me initiating much anymore. I still teach on Facebook. I still give out free information, and I try to you know, let people know this is how you contact me, blah blah blah. But they are coming, and I'm just honored to be able to be in that position to open my home, open my doors to so many strangers, which I love people. And when we make that first, you know, couple minute connection, it is just game over. I just love on them. They're comfortable. Ah,
that is so
I
great.
Can't think about that.
You're not just living in the food zone, you're living in your zone, which is so what I think everybody here is looking for, is that perfect life that they feel like they're really in their sweet spot, you could say, you know, and that's what I see in you. That's really, really exciting. Part of why I've invited you on the podcast, you know, it's like, that's the kind of mission that we're all here to get to. So where do you see your business? I mean, do you have some plans for the next 3 to 5 years? Kind of what's your next steps? And maybe what are some new challenges that you're looking at? Because we all know, as like you said, you know, you learn as you go and your business is evolving. I'm sure some new things have popped up for you.
And Lindsay, there has been so much joy in the journey. That's another phrase I just love. You never should reach that ultimate destination. Continue to have joy in the journey, and it's always going to be a journey if you are an entrepreneur. So let me rewind, because I love just setting these wonderful questions of viewers up. I got into foot zoning, and there came a point where it's like, you know, this can't be it. I need to expand. I need to be able to offer something new. I started offering ionic foot cleanses. You know, what the heck is that? So we're using negative ions in the alternative medicine sphere. Negative ions is one of the key components of what grounds you if you're doing grounding outside. So ionic foot cleanses are amazing. I was able to add that a year and a half ago, approximately. And it's like, okay, I need more. We need more input. So I most recently, last year, expanded upon this new device called a ResiMax. I'll let the viewers do their own, the listeners do their own study up on that. But that uses vibrational resonance. I just wanted something that my clients could use as an option while I'm foot zoning them to help further get them their health results and heal the body. So with that, I have started something new. I want to be able to reach out to more people than just in my own community, you know, and I foot zone people, you know, in Wyoming. I foot zone people from Idaho, from, you know, more down south than not too terribly southern Utah, but, you know, I got a good expansion on my foot zoning there. But I am in the, still in the works, but I did launch a coaching program that is going to be obviously specialized in health coaching, because that's what I've been involved with, helping people get results through the one-on-one, just talking with them, educating them, and foot zoning them. So I launched recently what I call Dave Weber's Achievement Coaching. So along my journey, I have taken a certification course in coaching, and I've been brave enough you know, to actually get that launched, because I want to be able to spread my influence beyond Ogden, Utah. I want to be able to go and touch all four corners of the U.S. and potentially across the world someday. So that's where I'm seeing that. And I just can't help but feel the foot zoning, I just can't help but feel like that's not going to be the end. I don't know. I might become a massage therapist. Eventually, I might dig into nephropathy. Well, what the heck is nephropathy? That is the adjusting of the ligaments and joints, kind of like chiropractors adjust the bones primarily. There's a lot of cool options out there. But for right now, I want to be able to reach a lot more people with that actual coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so excited about this.
That is cool. So what are some of the challenges you're running up against right now? Have you launched it, or you're in the pre-launch?
Pre-launch.
Okay.
So, So the challenge of, okay, I have a high ticket price item, like selling an individual coaching, selling an individual foot zone or a foot zone package, you know, that's easy. That can be done one-on-one. They're already there. With the coaching, those packages are high ticket price items. You need to be able to really show value. Hey, I can help transform your life just through phone calls with you or through a Zoom chat. So the challenge is, how am I going to sell something that is $650+ for a package? How are people going to see the value if they've never met me and to pay that much? So I'm currently in the journey of trying to figure that out. How do I package up and start selling something this big? You know, comfort zone level. Now time to expand on that, you know. So I will tell you this. I will tell you this. This is exciting. So I have two current clients who have signed up for my coaching program, but they're my practice ones.
There you go.
Yep.
See, you're doing it over. It's like the same model.
Exactly. And in exchange for practicing, all I ask from them is an honest testimonial, and that's it. So as we continue to expand from there, I am going to start practicing, but I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to give them the real thing. Okay. And that is what we need to do. We need to always, you know, I like the phrase, make it till you make it. I don't like the phrase, fake it till you make it. We need to create things, you know, make it and keep doing so until we quote, make it, you know, I made it. We finally upped our comfort zone yet again, and we're selling bigger packages. So that's where I'm at right now, and it has been a challenge and intimidating, but we're working through it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You are just such a humble person. It's one of my favorite things about you. You just have such a genuineness about you, Dave. I just really appreciate that, and I really can see why people. But why you make friends easily, I guess.
People are so amazing. There's so many wonderful people to get to know in this world.
Yeah.
You know, be approachable. I love it.
So true. Yeah, you're welcome. Wonderful. Well, this has been a joy. So where will people be able to connect with you? So twofold to this question. So where could they connect with you just to hang out? And then when you are, I guess, do you have a different website planned for your coaching, or are you just going to be kind of leaning into the current website you have?
All right. Absolutely. So, I've been pondering about this lately. My place that I do my foot zoning really is a safe place. I've had people who just needed a little sampling here or there. I really love to have people connect with me in my own home. Like, I think that is amazing to do. And not so many people have that luxury. So if you don't use my handle at DW Foot Zoning on all major social media platforms, especially Facebook, I'm on Facebook quite often. You can hang out with me there. I have a Facebook group called Significance of Health by Dave Weber. Okay. And so people come there. We can chat it up. We can, I will post some health tips that I won't post anywhere else on that group. So that is, it's public. You don't have to get an invite or anything. So hang out with me on there. I'm on Instagram. Again, the handle DW Foot Zoning. And then YouTube. I have over 60 videos on YouTube sharing my knowledge. My website is dwfootzoning.com. So please hang out with me there. Occasionally we'll change things up and we'll add a blog or something on there. So that's a good place to be. So as far as social media goes, those are the top biggies. And then I do have a brand new website called dwachievementcoaching.com. No hyphens, no periods or anything like that. Just dwachievementcoaching.com. And it is a brand new baby website. I need to add quite a bit more to it, but it is a complete one-page website with a little description on on what the coaching is going to be about, and then the starting package price, a sweet introductory deal, and then a few other links from there. So that is how we can get in touch with me. And my email, bwflipzoning@gmail.com, is an easy one as well to get in touch.
Perfect. Wow, this is fantastic. If I'm ever back through Ogden, I definitely will look you up, because as I was telling you, when we travel to Arizona, it's the halfway point between North Idaho and Arizona. So we usually stop in sometimes Sandy, never Salt Lake. I just do not like that city. I'm not going to Salt Lake. I don't know what it is about Salt Lake. I'm just like, before or after is fine, which is not that city. I don't know. So anyway, well, it's good having you here on the show. Thank you so much for sharing.
Hey there. Are you enjoying this podcast? If so, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a comment or a review in the review section of the podcast player you're listening on. By doing this, you really help the algorithm to know that the show is great to share with others who are looking for the sage advice that we're sharing here. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, bye for now.